Hello, this 5 minutes of prophetess. Psalm 91, episode 217, and this is where we end for Psalm 91 verse 10. This is the ending of Psalm 91 verse 10. So let's go ahead. For those of us who have been listening, if you've not been listening, then it means that you have to go back. You have a backlog, and it's not like, yeah, it's a bed. No, go and listen just so that you can keep the information, because it is a faith. The more knowledge you have of God's word, the stronger you are in the ability to receive from God. Yeah, it's as simple as that. Somebody's a man of faith is because a man of knowledge. There is no hard and fast rule about it. This is it. So go and listen to it. So let's say it together. There shall no evil befall me. Say it again. There shall no evil befall me. That's a prophecy. That's your prophecy. Hallelujah. So Sennacherib, the aggressor, is in trouble. He's brought his army, and just in one night, an angel of the Lord went out and smote, killed 185,000 warriors, Assyrian warriors, trained warriors, specialists. They were all dead in one night. Who are you? Who are you that you can threaten the child of God when he can just like that take your breath? Like that, you're gone. Like that, your enemies are gone. I say like that. That debt is canceled. Like that. School fees is supplied. Like that. That scholarship has come. Like that. You'll be amazed. So this interview for this place is very difficult. Who told you? That job. Like that. You got it. Like that. So they woke up. Behold, they were all dead corpses. That was 35. 2 Kings 19:35. Now Sennacherib, king of Assyria, verse 36, departed and went and returned the same way he came. And he went to coolly dwell at Nineveh. Cool is like this one. A king went out and came back empty. Where is the army you went out with? None. Hey! King of Assyria, a superpower, like how America is a superpower now. You have come back empty-handed. You didn't bring, you went and you were defeated. You didn't bring anything. You come back empty-handed. Oh, so will your enemies go away empty-handed? Asthma is going away empty-handed. Cancer is going away empty-handed. They are going away empty-handed. In the mighty name of Jesus, any evil spirit sent by you, they send against you, is going away empty-handed. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, listen to the fate of Sennacherib, 37. And we finish today. And it came to pass, as he was worshipping in the house of Nisroch, his god, he had the audacity. You don't want others to worship their God. You are coming to threaten Hezekiah and his God, and you want to Nisroch. Who is Nisroch? Who is Nisroch? People can believe in nonsense. Excuse my language. You go to your God Nisroch, and whilst he was with God, his God, whilst he was in the house of his God, listen to what happened. Adramelech and Sharezer, his sons, they murdered him. They smote him with a sword. Oh. And they escaped into the land of Armenia. They smote him. I see that the enemy, his own people, his own children, his own colleagues, his own allies have killed him in the mighty name of Jesus. What he was banking on, what has his own offspring, what has come out of him. You see, you're so wicked, you've trained your children to be so wicked. Now, you have to eat, taste your own food. He says that Hezekiah is going to eat his own dung and drink his own piss. Now, you are the one. You've been killed by your two children, your two sons. What a sad end. But that is the end of anybody who has taken up arms against you. Anybody who says, I'm fighting you. This is your end. Any sickness that says, I'm fighting you, they have ended in Jesus' name. Anything in Jesus' name, I say, no evil befalls you. And as you've heard these words, as you've heard these words, I've declared that your life is secured and your enemies have fallen. In the mighty name of Jesus, Sennacherib's story will be better than your enemies. Receive it in Jesus' name. You're blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye. So we start another, we go on the same verse 10, but another side of it in the next episode. You're blessed. Bye.